Amen. I'm going to be reading out of 2 Peter, 3rd chapter this morning. If you want to read with me, and you pray for me. I told the church the other night, if you pray for me and you help me, I'll last about 15 minutes. I can't take it no longer. But if you don't help me, I'll be here the rest of the day. So that's up to you. Amen. Whether we get it out or we take all day to get it out. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 3. Start reading in the 9th verse. Chapter 3, 2 Peter, 9th verse says this. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. This way says it, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. And the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Father in heaven, Lord, as we come before You this morning, God, we ask Your blessings upon the precious Word of God this morning, Lord, that God, it go out and accomplish that where You sent it. You said it would not return unto You, boy. Lord, it would. I go where You would place it this morning. And Lord, we give You praise and glory this morning. God, one more time, if You just anoint our mouth and help us to preach Thy precious Word. And Lord, if there's any under the sound of my voice this morning, God's law, Lord, I pray they be saved, not because of me, but because of what You did on Calvary, Lord. God, we give You praise and honor and glory for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank You, Lord. And you may be seated. And I thought about this for a week, been on my heart. I thought I'd preach it in revival and didn't get to. And amen, but just been thinking about this. And amen, how that He said here, God's not slack concerning His promise. Amen, as men count slackness. But you know, He went on to say that it was not God's will that any should perish, but all come to repentance. You know, He gave everything He had, amen, for me and you. I've heard people sing about just one drop of blood. I've heard preachers talk about just one drop of blood. But I'm here to tell you today that He shed every bit of His blood, amen, to cover the sins of this world. Amen, He made the ultimate sacrifice for you and I that we could be saved. Amen, to have the right to the kingdom of heaven. And not to have to go to a place that's called hell this morning. Amen, let me tell you this morning, how the rich man had everything good here. But whenever he closed his eyes, he lifted them up in hell, being in torment. His trouble's just begun. I don't care what you got here. You might be a millionaire. Amen. You might have wealth beyond recognition this morning, but without God, you will burn in a devil's hell. Amen. But listen, there was an old poor man laid at his gate. I don't know why this is on my heart, but there was an old boy laid at his gate. I just desired the crumbs from his table. Amen. The Bible said he was covered in sores. Amen. The dogs had compassion on him. But the rich man wouldn't even give him the crumbs from his table. But listen, whenever he died, the Bible said, amen, the angels came and carried him into the bosom of Abraham. Amen, listen, there he was comforted and had peace. Folks, it's still the same today. It's still the same God. Amen, it's still the same Lord. Amen, He hung on Calvary for me and you. It was for the saving of our souls. Amen, if we'll come to repentance, amen, it's been said this morning, amen, we can go to heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. Now listen, to get into this a little deeper this morning. It talks about how the earth's going to pass away. Amen. How everything's going to burn up. If you've ever been in church in your life, surely to goodness you've heard about that. Have it in the last days. Folks, all these things will begin to take place. Hey, how the moon will turn to blood. How the sun will not shine anymore. Amen. It'll be a dark and wicked time. Folks, it'll be a terrible day for those that are lost and undone without God. Hey! instant that we close our eyes in death, we're going to spend eternity somewhere. But after that comes a judgment. And if our name never been recorded in the book of life, amen, we're going to burn in hell. Amen, it's a place of torment and torture. Amen, where the flame never quenches. Amen, and the worm never dies. The Bible said we're weeping and gnashing of teeth. But glory to God, if we're saved, we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior this morning. Amen, we can go home to be with Him. Amen, the Bible said that God Himself, amen, will wipe away the tears from our eyes. Amen, and we'll get to be with Him forever. We'll never have no more heartaches or sorrows. Brother John, Daddy doesn't go home. And Lord of God, I'm looking to go also. Amen, we're just looking for a new place. He said He's looking for a new heaven and new earth. Folks, this in here is just temporary. We can't stay here. Hey, whether it goes on forever. Amen, we're going to go by the way of the grave. Amen, or we're going to be raptured out of here. I know a lot of people don't like that word. But when the trumpet sounds, amen, I'd like to leave here with you. And listen, I'd like to just take and let gravity lose hold and go on home to be with the Lord.
Amen.
He said, seeing then all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought we to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Folks, listen, the first thing you got to do is get saved.
Yeah,
amen. First thing you need to get to is get saved. I was so lost. Amen. I didn't realize I was lost. I've been lost so long. Amen. Out in the world doing the things that I thought was good. Watching everybody else living up, trying to fit in with the crowd. Amen. But listen, one day the Lord spoke to my heart. And asked me why would I want to go that place. Why would I want to go to hell? And brother, I begin to worry about that. I begin to get concerned about my soul. Amen. Because I knew it didn't matter if mama was saved. It didn't matter if daddy was saved. It didn't matter if grandpa was the deacon of the church. Amen. If I didn't accept Jesus, I was going to go to hell. Amen. Because He would have to be my Savior. Not just your Savior. But He has to be mine also.
That's right, brother.
I have to come to the knowledge and know Him.
Amen.
So now I'm knowing how much better person I ought to be. I ought to be saved. Amen. A lot of people today are going around, amen, fitting in these little big churches, and they sat in the background, amen, having donuts and coffee, amen, soda pop, whatever they want, amen, and they're going to sit there, feeling like they've fulfilled their obligation by going to the house of God, amen, and they're going to slip right off and go to hell, because they have never accepted the Lord. Those we must be born again. We have to accept Jesus Christ as our Savior. Amen. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, I like what He said, Brother Harry. He said, let whosoever will come and take the water of life freely. Amen. That may be a fit subject for the kingdom of heaven, but I could come, Brother John, and get a drink of that holy water. Amen. And be saved. Have my sin washed away in the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. And make heaven my home, brother.
Praise
you know what? A lot of people today, they're just sitting back and just, amen, muddling along, hoping that one day they'll get to heaven. Folks, there's more to it than just hoping.
That's right.
Amen. We got to put some legs on that. Amen. We need to come to the house of God. Amen. The Bible said not to forsake the assembling ourselves together.
Right.
After we get saved, we need to be affiliated with a church. Amen. Let me tell you something. Amen. I don't pastor anymore, but I still try to go to the house of God. Amen. There's some ones that I can go to Sunday after Sunday, and I can worship the Lord. Amen. Maybe I can sit there sometimes and just be quiet and hear what the Lord has to say to me, and sometimes I get happy and I enjoy it. Amen. But nevertheless, I can go to the house of God. I don't have to preach. I didn't want to when He called me.
Come on now.
Amen.
I begged Him not to.
Yeah.
So I just sit back and I listen and I enjoy what God has said to us. So we need to affiliate ourselves with the church. And then when we affiliate ourselves with the church, let me tell you something. When I started getting blessed, it's whenever I settled down. When I made a little church my home, after I got saved, some of you heard this, and when I first got saved, brother, I was traveling 29 and a half miles to church every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, and boy, after a while, I was a poor boy, and it's hard to get there and get back sometimes. So I thought, why me a church close to home? God said, I want you close to home. I got work for you. And whenever I started backing off and feeling myself slipping away from God, God, another preacher called me. Can't stand preachers sometimes, can you? Anyway, the preacher called me up, and he began to ask me where I've been going to church. I said, well, just be honest with you, I've been missing a lot. And he said, well, he said, let me ask you a question. Would you give $5 for a blessing? Yes, sir, did. I said, sure. He said, what about 10? I said, well, yeah. He said, then put it in your gas tank and come on the church.
There you go.
Amen.
You know what? That sunk into this dumb old boy. Amen. I went back. I've become a part of that church. I began to work in that church. And I began to grow in that church. And next thing I knew, God began to bless me in that church. And he said, in the same church, he asked me to start preaching his word. And Jerry was amazing to me. I had to stand back and see God move.
Amen.
I'm just talking about being faithful to God and being there for God and being willing to go for God, and God bless you.
Right.
First of all, what manner of person I want to be? That's what I want to be on this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. First of all, we need to be saved. Second of all, we need to be faithful to
Him.
Yeah. Work and labor for Him.
Come on, brother.
Preacher, I don't sing. I don't lead. If I did, you throw me out. I don't preach. I don't teach. I don't even testify. Can I ask you a question? Can you pray? Preacher, I don't go up there and pray like everybody else does. Can you pray? Bible says pray without ceasing. I was sitting on the job one time and I was asking the Lord. I just had read that scripture at break. And, hey man, I went back and started working and I was reading that scripture about right before I went back. And I, pray without ceasing. And I thought, my goodness, I'd mash my fingers off, cut them off, some of the stuff I was doing. And I thought, how in the world can I work and pray without ceasing? Lord, just help me, how can I work and pray? Hey man, without ceasing. And I began to think about that, and I still working. The Lord said, you're doing it.
Yeah. Come on now.
I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. So see, you don't have to come in here and make some kind of big to-do. Hey man, all you need to do is just pray.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Well, you do it in your sleep, but I'll tell you one thing. Let me share something with you. Sometimes whenever it's just a little heart's a pound, if you just get up and make your way down to an old-fashioned altar, get down on your knees and begin to talk to God. I know people have health problems and chains. Amen. They struggle to get off the front row if you wanted to sit on it and pray. Amen. Get a little closer to the throne of grace. Folks, that's what God wants us to do. Put forth a little bit of effort.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
Second of all, he wants us to witness for him.
Yeah.
Third of all, I get my numbers mixed up. Third of all, he wants us to witness for him. Right. Amen. So what manner of person ought we to be? When I'm going to be a witness, Brother Eric, do I go along with the world and talk like the world and talk and cut up like the world does? Or do I try to just separate myself from that? The greatest blessings I got was just backing up, not saying a word. I let my light shine because I wouldn't have fellowship with what was going on.
That's right. Amen.
Guess what? Thank you, man. Work.
Yeah.
What might come out of my mouth? It was my actions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. What I was doing, not what I was saying.
Yeah.
I learned when you go and tell somebody, hey, you're going to burn hate.
Yeah.
You're going to hell. You say, you know what you did? You say, you're going to hell.
Yeah.
They'll get mad at you.
Yeah.
And if you got 15 other sinners, guess what? They're like a bunch of fighting dogs. There, one jump on
you.
You hypocrite. You preach, you think you're holier than everybody else. Next thing you know, you're whooped.
Yeah.
You can't do that. But live your life in a godly manner.
Amen.
Let your conversation be godly. Let your everything you do be godly. And the next thing you know, things will happen.
Yeah. Amen.
Man, you got to let your light shine.
That's right.
Amen. They're living in darkness and you have to let your light shine.
Yeah.
So now listen. Amen. What manner of person ought we to be? We ought to be saved by the grace of God. Amen. This morning, if we're going to go to heaven, we've got to be saved.
Yeah.
Ain't no other way to get there except through by Him. Jesus said this Himself. He said, you can't come unto me unless the Father draw you. Let me tell you why you're at the house of God this morning. I don't care what you thought you come for. God put it on your heart.
Yeah.
God put it on your heart to live here. Whether it was for the food, for fellowship, whatever it was for, God put it on your heart to come.
Yeah.
Sound to me like you're pulling a little bit.
Yeah.
Daddy had a little mule. I'd go get that thing out of the barn sometimes and I'd take him down there to water. Just mean he couldn't do nothing with him. I'd take him down there to water. He'd blow, he'd stick his nose down that water and he'd blow and start running back. About to jerk me down, drug me up a rope time or two, skip me up. I learned something. I take him down there and he didn't drink. The first time I stuck that nose to it, I'd take him back and put him on and leave another day or two before I went back and got him.
Yeah.
After a while, he loved that water.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Not being mean.
Yeah.
But you gotta get somebody where they want it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey man, he done had some the day before and that morning and stuff, and he wouldn't want it that evening.
Yeah.
Hey man, so he'd give me a fit. So I just take him down there and boy, he'd put that note down and book. You knew to hang on. Hey man, and when he'd do that, I just grab him by the halter real close, and I'd take him back and I'd put him in the barn and shut the door and let him do a lap for 2 days before I go back. Boy, he loved that water.
Yeah. Yeah. Bless him more.
He's a lost man, Brother Jerry. I talked to him about God, and you know what? He didn't want nothing to do with it. A couple of years went by, he asked for me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go back and pry in his life, wouldn't aggravate him. A couple of years went by, he asked for me to come. He got worse. He said, I want to preach about me.
Bless
him. He got saved. He gave his heart to the Lord. Hey, man, you know what? He had to wait till he got where he wanted.
Yeah,
hey, man, this morning. When that spirit begins to draw you, you want it, you can get it. Amen. Jesus said, I'm the door, I'm the way.
I'm the spirit.
Amen. You can come through him this morning right here.
Yes.
Amen. Because you've helped me. I'm done. Won't you stand? Amen. This morning. Listen to me. I could go on and I could go on and I could go on. But I read all that scripture for this reason. It tells us that this earth is going to burn up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
I've heard all my life, even when I was a boy growing up, lost people talking about God going to destroy this world.
Yeah.
Amen. And I remember being a young boy and being so scared out of my mind, didn't know what to do with it because they never told us what to do with that.
Bless you, Lord.
Boy, when I got saved, Sister Linda, that ain't never scared me since. And why it don't scare me? Because I'm in God's
hand. Amen.
I'm living on God's plan. They're going to take me home.
Amen.
This morning, if you don't know the Lord, and I'm not saying this to be mean to you, but you need to get saved.
Amen.
You need to get saved.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah, you would.
People used to tell me that. You'd say, boy, I got too much going on. I mean, I'm living it up. Why would I want to knuckle myself down to an old born preacher?
Mm-hmm.
An old born church. Amen. All they talk about is God and Jesus. Can I tell you something? That been days, family and friends. Altar's open. Eric, won't you get a song ready? All of these, come on. Get a song ready, whatever is on your heart. My daddy got saved about 8 months before he died. I was 20 years old, thought I had this world by the horns. And my daddy, I'd go to his house and, hey, all he want to talk about was a man called Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, he couldn't read, he couldn't write. Bert could sign his name. Mama read the Word of God to him, Brother Ron. Worked in no sawmill. Mom would read the Word of God to him. Last good conversation I had with my daddy, he was trying to tell me about Jesus.
Yeah.
I got aggravated and I left. I told the boys, I run into him down the road. I said, I've been to see my daddy. And I said, all he wants to do is talk about Jesus. And I said, I get so sick of that. I can't stand it. How stupid of me. He died a month later.
Bless.
I've never had any conversation anymore. I miss him. You know how I'd love to sit down right now with him and say, Daddy, look here. You might not still be, but I say, look here, Daddy, let me read this to you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what this says.
Yeah.
Yes, amen.
You talk about the passing time, boy, yeah. My daddy, I could have. All of that comes with accepting God. I wasn't living it up. I was just living like hell. Yeah. Amen. Headed to hell. God just seemed fit to stop on the
journey.
That's where you headed this morning, folks. You get saved.
Yeah.
You may think you got everything you want to do, but you don't.
Have
this morning.
Now.